right, it is the Ro Khan Show with me, Anna DeBlantis. Ro is off today. We had Mike Flannery sitting in for the first hour. We are so happy to have Rick Pearson. You know him, you love him from the Chicago Tribune fame and all of his political reporting over the years, and a frequent guest of our show as well. Rick, thanks for sitting in.
Thanks, Anna.
And let me ask you something. I know you to be a very patient, calm man. Even when there are fires going on in the world of politics, you always seem to be that calm voice that explains things going on.
Not always happy.
No, I've noticed that about you. But what about the whole, you're a Cubs fan as well, and are you calm and patient about these Cubbies right now?
For being a longtime Cubs fan, I know better than to overshoot the skis, okay? And so, yes, I'm all in for the Cubs, but that having been said, I've been down this road before. I mean, I remember 1969 like it was yesterday, mm-hmm. and that really hurt.
It did.
And, you know, and I was talking on the radio show Sunday about how I was the same way with the Blackhawks in 2010. Mm-hmm. It's like, yes, I've been there, been down that road a long time, but I'm going to be patient. I'm not going to over. And if they get it all, that's just gravy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in no way saying I'm concerned, but 2-1 is not good when you're playing these away games, these three away games mm-hmm. there. But hey, we've
right.
seen what they've done all year. The bats need to get started.
Oh, no question. My gosh.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
Let me ask, is there a secret side to Rick Pearson where you freak out a little bit when you're watching these games, or there's those moments, or are you just sort of like, all right, okay.
Well, I have habits where I have to get up away from the TV and
I did that yesterday. I was marching around.
Walk out onto the Storm Center patio and check out the weather a little bit. And I do that during Hawks games all the time. But when I get very tense.
I mean, you know it's sad when you're excited that he broke the bat and got to first base. You're like, oh, great.
Rizzo,
and I
you
have
did
to,
it.
And I have to tell you, when I saw that, I was not very close to the TV,
yeah.
and so I was watching the bat instead of the ball,
mm-hmm.
and I'm thinking, oh, great, he can't even get a hit that way. It wasn't until they put the little diamond up at first base that I realized that Rizzo got a hit.
Oh.
So,
but things are turning around for them. We're sure of it.
A little more defensive adjustment mm-hmm. in the lineup today, but, you know, hey. We know our Cubs.
We do. This is a special team, and Kevin Powell already reassured us that this is the night that they're going to win, so we're very happy.
What's Kevin's track record?
He's only been doing this job for how long, Kev? Of maybe 6 months, a year? But he's a smart guy. Kevin Powell is.
I, as you know, Kevin, for
years being part of the family here at WGN Radio. Rick, can I ask you about local politics? Since
sure.
we're talking a lot about the national scene, but there's a lot going on here locally as well. One of the things that I saw you and Flannery, the great political minds, talking about here, and I was like, wow, I think you're splitting atoms over there, but what I did get from it and what I was able to glean from the conversation I overheard is there's a lot of money being spent trying to get control of legislature right now. Millions of dollars Madigan and Rauner are pouring into these political races. Talk about what's going on here.
Well, Bruce Rauner made it clear from almost the moment he got elected governor that one of his major roles he saw was to reduce the supermajorities of Democrats in both the House and the Senate. It's because of those supermajorities, ostensibly, that any bill that the Democrats pass in the legislature, the Republican governor could veto it, and then Democrats could override it. Fact of the matter is, Speaker Madigan has a 71-vote majority, but that majority never really existed. You had soon-to-be-departing State Representative Ken Duncan, Democrat from Chicago, who aligned himself with Rauner on a number of votes. So that 71-vote majority never really existed. Much bigger majority in the Illinois Senate. But what you have Rauner using his money, and along with some of his friends, and they've pumped millions of dollars into the Illinois Republican Party and into these legislative races. It's an historic amount of money for Republicans. They've never had the resources before to compete with the Democrats and their union allies, their trial lawyer allies. And what you have, this whole legislative race across the state, is basically about a proxy war between Mike Madigan and Bruce Rauner. And that's why you see a lot of these TV ads, and they're all over the place.
They make some of the candidates look like Satan, frankly. Well, I mean, they are those true sinister ones with that music bed right. that's really scary under it, and the worst possible picture of the candidate, and then these things that...
And that they're puppets of Mike Madigan.
Right.
And this is this shows the extent of spending that Republicans have, which they've never had before. The question comes, though... You know, and we talk about this so much at this time of year as we get close within 3 weeks to an election. Is there diminished returns? Are you getting the value for what you pay for in these advertising? And these ads have been going on since August. I mean, Republicans have been running ads on
cable. It's a long time
cable.
Before an election.
Yeah, so you have to wonder, you know, has the tune-out factor begun in earnest? And that, you know, that remains to be seen. That's part of the after effect of November 8th, but... For the multi-million dollar campaigns, it's
unbelievable. Have you seen this before? I mean, you've been covering politics a long time.
I mean, and unfortunately, well, fortunately, Flannery's been doing it longer than I have. So I did feel good about when he was referring to a 1974 race. But
he went to the Wayback Files.
I remember a race 10 years later that I was covering in Rockford, which was a state Senate race, and the combined total of the two candidates spending was over $300,000. Okay, that's out of one of 59 Senate seats. That was 1984. Let's flash forward now. 2016, you've got a legislative seat on the Northwest side. Mike McAuliffe is the Republican state representative. Mary Marwig is the Democratic opponent. That's the one that's been getting a lot of airtime on broadcast television. That's one of 118 seats up for election in the state of Illinois. The spending on that has either or approached $3 million. $3 million for one of 118 seats in the Illinois legislature. It's the only Republican seat from Chicago. Mike McAuliffe has been in Springfield a long time. Traditionally has gotten support from police and firefighters unions, but as we all know, the unions are on the outs with Bruce Rauner. And in fact, the first advertising that that was going on for Mike McAuliffe didn't even identify which party he was with, trying to keep some distance there.
I want to also ask you about that that video, the James O'Keefe undercover video featuring the Democratic operatives that is making its way on the internets right now. A lot of people are checking it out. And we should say that James O'Keefe is a conservative, and he is known for taking extreme measures and kind of slicing and dicing and editing things in the past with the Planned Parenthood and the Acorn stuff. But you take, even if you take that out of the equation right now, and you look at the stuff that was unedited, and there are some damning things because it also involves Bob Cramer, the husband of Congressman Jan Schakowsky, so this is of local interest as well. He has resigned, I believe. The other one was fired, Koval, who was also featured on these tapes, because they were talking about paying agitators, protesters, and training them on how to incite violence. What do you make of this and the impact on a local figure like Bob Cramer?
Well, Bob Cramer's been around for a long time. I mean, he was running a citizens action group that actually gave Rahm his first job, Rahm Emanuel's first job when he got out of college in 1984. Cramer's been on the scene for a long time. He's been involved with campaigns ranging from Richie Daley's reelection campaign, Carol Moseley Braun's Senate campaign, obviously his wife's congressional campaign.
Very well-connected Democrat. He's been visited the White House over 300 times.
And has also spent 5 months in a federal prison for check-kiting.
Which you guys over the Chicago Tribune are partly responsible for unearthing the issues in the background there, I understand.
Right, they were floating checks and to try to keep Cramer's political operation alive back then. After, I believe it was 2006, that he was sentenced to 5 months in prison, 11 months home confinement. And his wife, Jan Schakowsky, still sans by him. But even despite that kind of the fall of his consumer activism, it provided a training ground to get into political strategy. And that, along with the rise of his wife's career, has made him kind of a national consultant, even though he's very much in the shadows of things. He resigned from the Democratic National Committee contract work that his Democracy Partners firm is doing. But in the video, it tries to allude that it was this training, underground training, that led to the cancellation of the Trump rally in Chicago.
Here in Chicago, as we all remember, it got violent, and then it had to be canceled, and it was quite chaotic.
Except here again, and the other gentleman, too, from...
Mike Flannery, you mean?
No. The other gentleman in the video, Democratic activist, James Koval, I think,
Koval.
Is... I hear a lot of political blowing smoke here and a lot of political credit taking for things that, I mean, our reporters were at the UIC pavilion. We were outside the UIC pavilion. The inside chaos was basically what canceled it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was students. That was kids that went and bought tickets well in advance. It was not in any way any kind of organized activity. And you know, if these guys want to claim credit for it, so be it. But
fear the flame.
I don't know. And knowing parts of Kramer's career, he's not good at orchestrating chaos.
He isn't. So you think some of it was just bragging? But
I think there's a lot of braggadocio.
A lot of braggadocio. There was that one woman though on the oxygen. Remember, and she was apparently punched out at a Trump rally in North Carolina, I believe. And they said, well, she's one of ours as well. I mean, it led to both of them stepping down from this very connected Democratic, you know, operation. This group that does have links to the Hillary Clinton campaign,
right,
and that kind of thing, which is makes it so troubling. But I mean, you've been covering politics for a long time. You're an astute political observer. Is this something that goes on both sides?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there was a bird dogging was a term that was used in this video. And yes, I mean, it's both sides try to get to the rope line to be able to say something that might be intimidating to a candidate. It's a common practice. And that's why.
But inciting violence, does that rise to a new level?
Inciting violence is a whole different issue.
Kind of the training that he described to try to get people going to.
And knowing what we've seen from some of these Trump supporters. Yes, yes.
And you don't see that.
But I don't think it's as orchestrated as this purports it to be.
I see what you're saying. Let me just quickly ask you about the mayor's 7-cent bag tax. Is it because he's environmentally friendly, or is it because the city's broke? All of the above. What's going on there, Rick Pearson?
Well, I was talking to my Tribune colleague, Hal Dardig, who covers City Hall and county government, and I said, isn't this kind of interesting? We've got a bag tax, and that's supposed to be environmentalist. We've got an obesity tax at the county level, because that's supposed to be promoting good health, so we've got a soda pop tax.
I love to sell on these things. I do.
Well, and I said, and you know, how is that different from the red light cameras were for safety purposes? I mean,
when the Tribune actually did an investigation, the venerable institution did an investigation showing that there were causing some certain types of crashes as people were reacting to knowing these red light intersections.
And problems with the cameras snapping pictures too quickly. The yellow light was not long enough. So, I mean, I'm curious how you administer this 7-cent
mm-hmm.
bag
it's
tax.
Hard.
Because at the end of the grocery line, you don't know how many bags you need.
No.
So how do they charge you?
Well, I think they charge you as you go. I've seen this like at some of the places some of the stores are currently charged. They charge you as you go. But I don't know. I think it might just have the effect of having us all become more environmental, because I think I sort of feel bad. I don't know about you, when I take those extra thick bags they give you at some of the stores, because they're supposed to be reusable.
Well,
I don't always reuse them.
Well, I don't throw them out.
I
actually kind of save them, because you can use them to tote things around with and that kind of thing. But yeah. But if anything, that just looks more wasteful handing those out than the little plastic bags that all of our junk would fall, you know, right out of.
Good point, Rick. We're going to check traffic right now, and Violetta Podramatic is standing by with that.